At the beginning, we wish to you and the rest of the crew a good luck with your work. Over.
Thank you very much for those good wishes, and I wish all of you on the ground the best in your studies and in your work with AM Radio.
Roger, Ben, Nora, this is Super 5, man, tango. If you agree, we will proceed to our questions. Over.
Yes, let's proceed with the questions in A1SS.
Roger, the question number one, do you have any difficulties sleeping due to the lack of gravity? Over.
No, I sleep very well in microgravity. It's almost like having the perfect bed.
Roger that. Question number two. Do any of the astronauts snore? Over.
Well, I sleep so well, I've never heard anyone snore here. Over.
Roger, thank you. Number three. Do you miss Earthly food? Over.
Well, I really like the food here, and actually, when you've got such a wonderful view, the food doesn't matter very much. Over.
Roger, number four, do you grow any plants or vegetables? Over.
Yes, we're growing some bean plants and some herbs. They're not growing very big, but we are growing some small ones. It's the first steps for growing plants in space. Over.
Roger, do you have any muscular pain or pain?
Early in the mission, it's very common for people to have back pain and pain exercising. But now the pain is pretty much gone, and I have much less pain than even on the ground on Earth. Over.
Roger, is there a stronger likelihood of hormonal problems where there is a lack of gravity? Over.
Well, that's one of the things we're trying to study up here. We think there may be some changes in how the hormonal system works in human beings in orbit. There are some problems that we see, for example, loss of calcium from bones, weakening of heart muscle. We're trying to understand that better, but the good thing is most of those conditions go back to normal when you
touch
to the ground.
Hey,
they're flying in space. Over. Much dimmer stars from here in orbit because we're outside the atmosphere. Over. Usually we just have dinner together and wish each other a happy birthday. Over. Yes, for sure. Sometimes I get so happy up here I start singing the ketchup song. And what's really hard to do though is dance because the gravity doesn't pull your feet down to the ground. Over. Whatever language makes the most sense for the job we're working at the time. Over.
Roger, number 11. Do you have any idea how much oxygen you use monthly? Over.
I can't tell you exactly how many pounds, but I can tell you we use about 80 liters of water that we turn into oxygen every month. So you guys can calculate how much oxygen that is. Over.
Roger, have you ever had a pet or one of you becomes ill? Over.
I haven't had a cold up here, but we have a wonderful medical kit with lots of different medicines and lots of different medical apparatus to take care of people if they should get sick when we're up in orbit. Over.
Roger. Number 13, is shaving a happy occupation or not? Over.
Well, the actual process of shaving doesn't feel that great, but when you're done, it feels really nice to have a good, clean face. Over.
Roger, number 14, when do you have the most beautiful time? Over.
I think the most beautiful time for me is looking out the window at our Earth. It's a beautiful planet, and it's great to see all of the different countries and different parts of the orb on which we live. Over.
Roger, number 15. What animal would you choose to have on ISS if this would be possible? Over.
Well, I would probably bring one of my sons up here, a human animal. I think they'd love being in space. Over.
Roger, wonderful. Number 16. When are the most beautiful walks to space? Over.
I think the best time of a spacewalk is when it's night and you can look at the stars as they get brighter and brighter around you, and also look at the sunrise and the sunset, which stretches from horizon to horizon. Over.
Roger, are spacewalks risky? Over.
Spacewalks are probably a little more risky than a walk around the street on Earth, but we take all the precautions we can to minimize that risk. Over.
Roger, would you like to take a walk on Moon? Over.
I would love to take a walk on the Moon and look back at the Earth from a body far away. Over.
Roger, are there any plans for ISS expanding? Over.
Yes, ISS is still in the process of construction. We have many new modules that we want to add over the next several years, and those plans are currently being reevaluated, but we expect to continue construction in the next year or so. Over.
Roger, number 20. What was the longest EVA on ISS? Over.
The longest EVA on ISS was about 7 hours. Over.
Roger, Don. Now we are run out of questions. Thank you very much for all this. The operator here is Ivan Victor, India Victor Alpha November. And you are probably Don. I'm right. Over.
Well, this is Ken, and it's been great talking with you today. I wish you all the best, and thanks so much for spending your time with me in A1SS out.
Roger, Ken. Thank you very much to you. We are about 130 here. We are an open sky. We have a mayor of our community here. We have a school principals and about 11 radio amateurs. Thanks again for this nice contact, and I wish you good luck. Norway Alpha 1, Sugar Sugar. This is Sugar 59, Tango, Tango, Tango. Thank you. Over and out.
Bye, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Ken.
Hvala, hvala. Če imam še kdo zdaj kakšne vprašanja, mi bomo še nekaj časa tu, tako da kar lahko pridete vprašati.
Okay.